you've been out in the field working, and you say, you've been working very hard, you say, I'm very
tired.
I'm just, you know, I'm really
exhausted.
I'm completely, you're working very tired, you say, I'm all
give out.
All give out, or wore, completely wore,
wore out.
Now, you heard somebody came home early from school because they must have
got out earlier, got expelled.
Okay, or if they weren't feeling well, you say she must have
got sick.
Somebody got overheated and chilled, and his eyes and nose started running. You say he, I believe
caught
he
a cold.
Caught a cold. That's your voice. Made you
right.
Made you what?
Hoarse.
Okay. Or gave you a
cough.
Now, about 2 o'clock last night, I said, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
sleepy.
And about, I've got to, at 9 o'clock, I'll
have to get up.
Okay. Now, if somebody can't hear very well, he's getting a little
deep.
Say you had been working hard and you've been out in the sun, you take your wet, you know, you look at your wet shirt or dress or whatever you have on, and you say, look how I
sweat.
How I sweated. When you were younger, I used to get a lot of these things when I was young. It was kind of a red, sore place that would come up on you. And what would that be called? You know, it would have an infection in it. You know what that was? Or a sore place that would come up on your arm or on the back of your neck where where it's rubbing. Okay. What sort of infections would you get or things would you get on your body? You know, any problems with that sort of thing?
No.
You know what a bowl was?
Very so. Very so. Black skin.
Get what?
Boils and any kind of, let's say just, you know, it got hurt or something.
Uh-huh. Okay. What would you have to get out of that, you know, out of a kind of an infection on you? You have to get all that, what do you call that stuff that would drain out of, you know?
Pus and stuff.
Okay. All right, you might say a bee stung me in my hand.
Swole up.
It's still pretty badly, you know.
Swollen, have to get that sting out.
For a week it would stay.
Swollen.
Did you ever get a blister? What was the best time to open a blister?
When it swell up, puff up.
Okay. Now, in a war, a bullet goes through your arm, you say, I got. Or somebody might take a knife and, you know, they heard they got in a fight. And what would they do? They did what to somebody else?
Stab them or cut them.
Okay, and it made a
sore.
A knife.
Wound.
When a wound doesn't heal clean, they would, they'd have to, you know, kind of a white granular substance might form in it. You know what that was? They might burn it out with alum or something like that. You ever get some kind of flesh in the wound? You ever hear folks talk about that?
No.
You know what proud flesh was? Never heard of it. Okay. All right, when you got a cut or something like that, what would they put on it?
Either after rug or either some turpentine.
Turpentine?
Yeah.
After what?
Alcohol.
Oh, okay, after rug. And you know what that brown liquid was they would use? What was that? That brown? You know what?
Iodine.
Okay.
But very seldom used that.
Okay, what else did they call that?
They
have a name for it?